Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to HCG Body Talk on Blog Talk Radio, where we discuss how to achieve the health and body of your dreams one day at a time with HCG Body for Life. How to stay semper fit, fit for life. Please welcome your host, international HCG diet coach, author, and creator of HCG Body for Life, Colin F. Watson. HCG Body for Life, for the body of your life.
Hey guys, this is Colin. This is HCG R&R. It's HCG Relapse and Recovery Call. And like I see, our group is kind of empty right now, so we're going to chat along here and see if we have someone on the call. Here we got people popping up here a little bit. So now we have two. So we have a conversation. Now, you know, there's like 50 people on this list that say they want to be a part of this group. And they're not here. I also didn't send this email out to the masses, my 10,000 people, because this is for a specific group of people that have specific needs. And I wanted to try and eliminate having callers just call in to have, you know, general conversation, because that's for yesterday's call and for other type of venues. So as you guys pop online, I'm just going to give a brief description of what HCG R&R is all about. So in case you end up in the wrong place, you'll know it. This call is for people who have utilized the HCG diet protocol, or you know, any other protocol, but this one is kind of was designed around that have used this protocol, had great success, lost a lot of weight, was feeling really good, and then life happened, something happened, you know, it's kind of just unraveled or, you know, self-destructed or whatever the case may be, and you find yourself with the weight back on, and in some cases more than you started with, and you're in a place where it's very difficult to get started and get motivated. And it's just tough. It's a very painful place. So we wanted to create a group here where we had like-minded people looking for the same, moving towards the same goal, and get some support from one another, and also find some solutions to maybe the problems that are actually causing, that's triggering that relapse. And so we can have a recovery. So just real quick, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Press 1 on your phone. That's my little sound check. It puts your hand up. It tells me that you can hear me. Okay, audio is good. Awesome. Okay, now press 1 and put it down again, and then I'll open the lines in a few seconds. So, you know, as I was running today, I was thinking about, you know, this relapse and recovery group, and actually I had a private client of mine that was here yesterday evening after my radio show, and we were chatting. And, you know, she's really been on and off this protocol to get the last 10, 15 pounds of body fat off. She looks great, but, you know, everyone has their own image of what they want to feel like, you know, where they feel good naked, you know, like our book title is. And she's had some struggles, but she's also a very busy lady, has a high-stress job where she deals with people that are in crisis and drama all the time, had some personal crisis and drama of her own. You know, got diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Then, you know, a month later, found out she had some lumps in her breast. And then a month later, you know, one of her good friends that was in recovery for years committed suicide. I mean, just one thing after another, and she kept trying to navigate the protocol with, you know, under that kind of stress. And you know, I told her one of her texts. I text her every day and ask how she's doing it. And I told her, I said, you know, you inspire me, because she would kind of go away for a little bit, but she'd always come back. And, you know, I thought about that. You know, really, when you see inspirational movies or you're inspired by somebody, it's not what happens to them. It doesn't matter how hard they get knocked down. You know, I was just thinking about the Rocky movies that, you know, the biggest time they were cheering is when he's knocked down and he's barely trying to reach the ropes to get up, you know, to get up and continue fighting. It's not so much that he wins. I mean, everyone, you know, kind of expects that at the end, but it's really that rooting for them to get back up. And that's really what's important here with this conversation we're having with relapse and recovery. It doesn't matter how many times you fail, because like Les Brown says, at one point you will fail yourself to success, fail your way to success. It's what you do with that information and if you keep coming up and coming back. And so the fact that you guys are on the phone today, and we don't know, I don't know if it's people from last week or not, or if it's just new people, but just know the fact that you're here inspires me, because the fact that it doesn't matter how bad you feel, how tough things have been, you're willing to get up and start new and stand up and keep on fighting. So I want to give you my applause for being here. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. And you know how we do this? If you have background noise or kids in the, you know, are you driving with the window down?
You know what, do
me a favor, like that one. I'm going to plug that one back up. 216, you got a lot of noise in the background, so I just muted you. Just go ahead and try and either mute your call, or I'll have to mute you out. But who's here? Who's on a call here from last week? Your lines are open, so go ahead and say something. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. So who's on the phone? Who's on the call this week? Just go ahead and speak. You guys, all lines are open. Ashley.
Yeah.
Michelle.
Crystal.
Wendy.
Crystal. Wendy's back. Great. Anybody else?
Blanca.
Blanca, okay. And is that it? Did everybody say the name? So I have, okay, I'll tell you. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes. So some people from last week aren't back today, and that's okay. You know, we had some people that were here. They had some action steps to take, and, you know, I was curious to see if they'd be back and complete those action steps. So that just is information. It doesn't mean anything other than information. So who's new to the call this week? Your lines are open, so you can speak freely. everybody's here from last week? How come we're so, you guys, this is a conversation. This is not me talking to you for 90 minutes. This is your call, because you're here because you want to discuss what's been blocking you and why you're back in the situation you're in. And let's together we can come up with some solutions and some action steps to get you back on track and ultimately get you the body of your life. So your participation is what's going to make this work, not just me talking. I do that yesterday. So I know Wendy's back from last week. Who else is back from last week?
Michelle is back from last week.
Michelle is back from last week. Ashley's back from last week. Okay, so that means Crystal, I think it was.
Yeah.
And Blanca are new. So
I'm not new. I was on last week.
Okay, so you didn't respond. Okay, so you were here. Is that Blanca? Is that what you
were
speaking?
No. Yep, I was here last week. I was just
silent.
I didn't. Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. All right. So everybody's here from last week. Okay. So we kind of had our conversation last week. We had two people that spoke up. I think it was Paula and Chris. Were kind of talking about the challenges they were having. They're not here today to let us know how their week goes. I know that they both were hooked up on Haytel with me. I didn't have any 911 calls or any calls stating that I was eating this or eating that off the protocol. So I was kind of anxious to kind of see if Paula was here, especially today, to see how she did for the week. But she's not, so I guess we'll find out one way or the other. So if you're on the call, who wants to share about why they're here and what they're hoping to get out of this protocol, this conversation, this club, this meeting, if you will. I say tell your story, because you get to tell your story, and that means whatever you feel is the reason why you're where you're at, you get to tell that story. You get to tell it one time, because we're going to change that story. That's the goal, is to change that story. So who wants to start?
All right, I'm Michelle. I can start. I did the protocol three times.
Yeah, echo. Hold on.
Okay, hold on. Is it better?
Hello? Yeah, I opened up somebody's line and it just echoed. Do you have somebody else in your house is on the same call?
No, I'm on the cell phone.
Okay, I opened up somebody else's line and it just echoed. But go ahead, Michelle.
This is my fourth time doing the protocol. The first three times I lost the weight well over 27, 28 pounds in the 40 days. And then I did the maintenance and did pretty good on that. But I noticed when I put it back in, and I didn't notice until I gained the weight, the sugars were no problem. The fats were no problem. When I put white flour back in, then I started to gain the weight. But like you said the other day, the weight didn't come up, so I could still wear the same clothes and all. I would weigh every day because I also have go to this site called sparkpeople.com. So I've been weighing every day for over a year now. So I would weigh every day and see a pound here, a pound there, and then sometimes it decreased. I thought it was from salt or just stuff like that. And then I looked up one day, like you said yesterday, and it was that other pound, and I had gained like 17 of the 28 pounds back. So I'm doing it this time. This is day 33 for me. I'm going to continue. I have 15 needles made, and I have another bottle. So I'm going to continue and lose all the weight. I want to get past, last time I got to 197. I want to get past 190 this time. So if I gain, you know, like 5 pounds or something back, it'll be okay. And I'm just working to, you and this man I heard talking, you kind of inspired me talking about losing your body fat, reducing your percentage of body fat. And then if you gain weight back, it wouldn't be in body fat. So that's what I'm working to do now. So this time on the protocol, I do the protocol. It's not as clean as it was the last time because I have a real crazy work schedule. But I find what works for me, and it keeps me from cheating and feeling devastated. I eat at Applebee's about three times a week. They have Oriental chicken salad that I get that's like almost on the protocol. It's lettuce and it's grilled chicken and it's the Asian little noodles and stuff. And I might put a tablespoon of dressing on and eat that. I'm doing a Promacil, this protein powder that I got this time. It's seven different proteins, goat milk, whey protein and stuff. So I'm doing that in at least once a day. And it's been working for me. I'm down, I think, 14 pounds in 33 days. But I told you last week I had to have a colonoscopy this week, so I stalled a couple of times. I had that last Friday. But I'm just encouraged to keep it going and just get to, you know, reach my goal this time.
Okay, so let me dissect this story here for a minute. So you said you've done it four times. Now, this is your fourth time. So let's talk about the other three times. Did you actually lose 25 pounds and then gain back 25 pounds each time? So are you losing the same weight you lost three times in a row?
I'm losing the same weight that I've lost three times in a row.
And I wanted to point something out to you because, you know, sugar, you know, you said you did well with sugar, but you didn't do well with white flour and bread and all that kind of stuff. Pretty much all that
same
stuff.
Same difference.
All that stuff. Processes as sugar. It's all sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
just comes in different forms. The thought process that you kind of talked yourself in that you do okay with sugars is probably a thought process you may want to revisit because it's obvious your body doesn't do well with sugars if you're actually gaining the weight back.
Right.
You know? Now.
But see, I don't do a lot of simple sugars and stuff, and I even switched everything. I went from white potatoes to sweet potatoes and stuff like that. It was really when I noticed it, I drink coffee and stuff now with no sugar at all, just cream. When I put bread back in, if I have a sandwich more than twice a week, then I gain weight, stuff like that. So it wasn't, that's why I said I realized or I attribute it to not being sugar but being the white flour because, it, you know, I'm not the candy person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one more thing, I see. Now you said the Applebee's. I'm just trying to get a picture of this. You got Applebee's Oriental Chicken Salad, and it's got those little crispy noodles in there, which are starchy pasta. Those things are way off protocol. And then what dressing are you using? Are you using their Oriental Chicken Salad dressing, which is high in sugar? Hello.
She's gone.
She gone?
She's gone. Oh no.
Okay. Well, we'll see if she comes back. Comes back. That's crazy. All right. All right. Well, that was it. That was interesting. Okay. So who's up next? Who's up next?
Colin,
I'm
this
back.
Is Ashley.
I'm back.
Oh.
Sorry. New phone, it mutes itself. I try not to use the dressing. I get the Oriental chicken dressing on the side. It depends on how I feel. Sometimes I use maybe a tablespoon of it. Sometimes I just use.
Hello?
Yeah. You there? We're here, yeah. You there? Hello? Okay. All right. I don't know. She's muted herself again. But we're gonna tell her when she comes back that we'll move on to something else. All right. Who's up? Someone was speaking. I'm sorry. Who's the next person?
Colin, this is Ashley. Can I be next?
Yes, Ashley. Go ahead and be next.
Okay. So this, in my last round, I did really well on protocol the first time and had actually not put on the original weight, but was going for a second round to continue weight loss. And I did not panic. It was only I was losing about a quarter to a half a pound a day.
Okay.
No complaints there. But don't laugh hysterically at me. My boobs were growing just something was going on with my body.
Wow.
My boobs were growing massively. And I'm 48, and I've been in menopause for 2 years.
Wow.
I know, and I was just like, oh, holy crap, and somebody said, is it possible that you could be pregnant? And I'm like, oh, man, this would be just bad all the way around. So I didn't panic because I was still losing.
Right.
And I finished the full protocol, and I actually came out of menopause, and I started a period. And so that's kind of where I am now, where I just last week had a whole massive amount of blood work taken.
Mm-hmm.
And on this Tuesday, they actually went in, and even though my thyroid numbers were fine, I actually had an MRI, which was horrific, of my throat. Don't recommend that to anybody.
Of your what?
So
your throat?
Of my throat.
Yeah, because your thyroid is, right, okay.
Right. And the doctor said the other thing that they were concerned about is it could possibly have something to do with my adrenals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing that you picked up on something and I totally clued into last week is on protocol, I got lazy about measuring and cocky that I could identify what 3 ounces looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the one area where I have to totally call myself on the carpet, that I did get lazy with my measuring. But I was eating really clean, and it originally, I mean, the things that I removed from my diet at the start of the first protocol, I haven't incorporated back. I mean, there's no sodas, no white sugars, and so that's kind of where I am now. Is I'm at this. I'm ready to do another round, and my body is sort of betraying me a bit. And
okay. So this was the last time you were doing it, where you had where your boobs were growing and everything else was working fine. Was that the last protocol?
That was the last protocol, and that
right.
was about, I ended that about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Colin, this is Wendy. Can I ask her a quick question?
Sure.
Sure.
I'm just putting this together for the first time. Someone commented to me that my boobs looked bigger. And I was like, really? And I'm wondering, are you having night sweats at all?
Yes, but I just kind of figured that might have something to do with where my numbers were in the menopause, and that I'm in Southern California and we're starting to get warmer weather.
Huh.
You know.
I'm in Northern California, and I'm wondering, Colin, if maybe the HCG for women of that age might do something? I don't know. With the menopause, I'm 45. I'm trying to figure out, are my nights, I'm having major night sweats, not during the day, just during the night. And I don't know if there's a correlation between, I'm not going to say it's the HCG yet.
Well,
there could be
a correlation because of the fact it is a hormone. And when at the ages that we are at, you're at 40, you're getting your late 40s, and like I'm in my 50s, hormones are a big deal. And that's really when you really need to start checking the hormones, because when HCG gets in the system and the detox process of just getting the chemicals and the sugars, there's a lot going on other than weight loss. And a lot of people don't even really talk about that. I mean, you're having your cholesterol levels are being, it's actually releasing free cholesterol from fat into the bloodstream. That's why people get their cholesterol lowers, your blood sugar stabilizes, your hormone. They actually, like for men, we get an uptick in our testosterone. Women can also be getting uptick in testosterone and progesterone. So you could have a lot of your hormones could be actually shifting around while you're on the protocol. And HCG does try, just by its own nature, because it is a pregnancy hormone, it's trying to stabilize or level out the hormones in the body, actually trying to improve the damage that's already going on there. And it's obviously it's temporary while you're on the protocol, but it definitely should set up a red flag that if you're having symptoms like you guys are having, I mean, night sweats and the boobs growing, I mean, which some people think that's not really a bad deal, but you definitely want to start thinking about getting your hormones balanced as well, because that's usually a really good indication that something else is going on. It's not a bad thing necessarily, but it does tell you that, look, you know what, being out of whack, I mean, I think being like in menopause in your early 40s, that is considered a little on the early side, you know.
Yeah.
So usually that means that there's a hormone deficiency going on there, which can be corrected, you know, relatively quickly with the right diagnosis and getting your hormones balanced. So what you're experiencing, you know, is not, I wouldn't say it's real common, but people don't talk about it a lot, but it doesn't alarm me, but it does also say, look, you know what, beyond, this is the first step of getting your body kind of cleaned out and leveled out. And then I would definitely take the next step into looking to get your hormones balanced, both of you, really, because that's going to help it, make it easier for you to keep the weight off in the long run as well.
And Wendy, do you use, like, I tend to be heavy handed with like spices and I like spicy food. And do you eat a lot of like spicier foods?
I don't eat spicy food. In fact, I kind of like bland food. But I think like at 45, you know, I think that's around the time where, you know, you start entering the changes.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like the really early part. I mean, that's when they start thinking, okay, you guys think about, if you start feeling stuff, you start paying attention to it. But I would say that is the earlier end of menopause.
I mean, my only symptom is the major night sweats, and my breath seem to be a little full. But you know what? I'm not going to complain.
Right.
Are you
only getting the night sweats while you're on protocol? It doesn't happen when you're off?
Nope, it happens when I'm off as well, which is why what about you?
So, yeah, and it's continued. I was at a point where I was kind of through all the symptoms, and it was hot flashes day and night, and migraines and things like that. And I was actually feeling pretty good on protocol. I mean, I was it definitely, there's something to the hormone part of it that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And now
I get like a euphoric feeling from being on the protocol.
And you don't know if it's the hormone or if it's actually
right.
Just the way we're eating and taking charge of our lives.
Exactly. Well,
protocol
just feels good.
there's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of people that really say they feel optimal while they're on the protocol, and I think it's for a number of reasons. I think you are getting some balancing with the hormones because of the HCG. I think because you're getting detox and you're actually cleaning out the junk that's in your bloodstream, the chemicals and the processed food and the sugars, your body's running a lot smoother. And also take some of the pressure. When you're putting all this toxins in your body, your liver is working overtime trying to process the stuff out of your bloodstream. When you don't have it in there, it actually gets time to rest. And it really makes the rest of the body feel a lot better. I mean, the whole entire system gets kind of gets a break when you finally detox it and get all the sugars and chemicals out. The adrenal glands, the hypothalamus, all those organs are actually starting to go, okay, wait a minute, I'm not working triple time to clean out the system. So that's why a lot of people feel good. And having your period stop and start and stuff like that, it's very common. And that's why there's debate on if you should stop the shots during your cycle or not. But I think it's kind of interesting that here you didn't have it. You started getting the symptoms of your menopause started going away, and you actually started getting your cycle back while you were on the protocol. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if it's a pregnancy hormone, so maybe it, I don't know. That actually doesn't make sense. Never mind.
Well, it does. We're just not expert enough to figure that out. And I'm definitely going to have on one of my Wednesday calls, I'm going to have Dr. Ed on, who's the hormone specialist, and he's going to explain why this is the way it is, because he also uses HCG in his practice, which is kind of great to have a doctor know all the way around. So I'll have him on Wednesday.
I'm sort of private about all of this, and I have been judged really harshly, and I do consider it extreme dieting, and I'm really upfront when I say that. But I feel really uncomfortable when I'm talking to these new doctors.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, the last one, because I wasn't on protocol,
mm-hmm.
I didn't say anything. Because I figure after three weeks, it's out of my body and the blood work will be what it will be. And so I should have probably been more forthcoming, but I didn't want to hear the wrath about extreme dieting.
Yeah, I mean I think that's a huge point you just made, because there's a lot of physicians that don't have the mindset of preventative medicine. It's about give me a symptoms, I'll give you a pill, and they're just off the top because they don't even know about it. They haven't experienced it. They go, you don't want to do that. That's crazy. You don't want to do that. And that's why I only align myself with the physicians and the doctors that actually get that. People are getting healthier. This is the beginning of them choosing a healthier life. And in many cases, it's the patients that are walking into their doctors 3 months later and they're going, wait, I want to get off this blood pressure medication. I want to get off the diabetes medication. They're like, what did you do? And then they tell them about the HD diet and they're like, oh, really? Okay. And now it's if you get enough feedback from your patients that their health is improving because they cleanse it out doing this protocol, I'm hoping eventually these doctors will get on board. But, sometimes they're old school ways and, they don't want to change their ways. So that's important what you said. It is scary because you're afraid to get someone to say, you're crazy. Why are you doing that? You shouldn't be doing that. Just go lose weight the old-fashioned way. And usually that doctor is overweight.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're so right on. The woman that actually diagnosed me with menopause was huge. So,
anyway, you want to let's talk about how you're going to move forward now, because our goal is always to identify a problem and get a solution. So is your reason, do you have concerns about getting back on the protocol because of the swelling boob issue or what?
My concern, I guess, is the changes and even, I guess the rapid change in my body. And but I'm not going to let it stop me, and I'm going to press forward with getting all the test results. Of course, the doctor is going on vacation, so I won't have everything back for another 2 weeks.
Right.
But I would like to actually go back on protocol next week, and so I'm not going to. It's going to concern me, and it's going to weigh on me. But I'm still motivated to start another round and get back on protocol, because I let all the test results really screw with my brain. And I've eaten worse in this last week than I have probably in the last nine months.
Right.
So
I mean, was there anything in that? I didn't hear you say there was anything in your test results that was negative.
I haven't gotten them back.
Okay. So you're just anticipating. So you're just kind of worrying in the future, basically.
Well, yeah, just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right.
The MRI guy said, well, we'll see you again. And I'm like, why? Like, I don't want to see you again.
Right.
I want to come back again. Like,
right.
Why am I seeing you again? So, it's just the anticipation of getting so much blood work done and knowing that there are changes in the body.
Right.
So, but,
I think some people will look at you and go, okay, so you get thinner, but your boobs get bigger. That's how's that a bad thing?
It's not. It's a bonus. It really is. And I wondered if the
I should put
weight,
that on a billboard. I'd sell tons of ACG. Wow.
It's true. And I wonder if the weight in my boobs kind of the weight that I was putting on in my boobs might have been more weight gain, which was reflecting that I wasn't seeing the change on the scale. And
well, your body shifts. I mean, the body fat shifts. It shifts around in the body and kind of relocates itself. I don't think you're putting on any fat, so it's probably relocating from one place to another. Or it could just be fluid or water weight. But I mean, if you're losing, it kind of counteracts the other option. It's kind of, I'm still trying to get my head around the fact that I mean, are we talking about like your bust line? And you do your measurements, your weekly measurements, your bust line is actually increasing by inches or by eighths of an inch?
No, at the end of 40 days, I had lost a solid 6 pounds that I have kept off,
mm-hmm.
and my cup size has increased a full cup size. So I went from a C to a D. And,
wow.
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure. I should have actually put a measuring tape to that, and I didn't because I was just kind of going, oh, crap.
measurements
are so. What am I
going to
do?
Especially for women, measurements are so hugely important. And it's just amazing how many people don't do it. I mean, it's like, I know guys weren't doing it because they're like, oh, forget it. I don't care how much my chest is or this, that, the other thing. But, I mean, it's so huge because it really gives you a real indication of where you're losing fat and where you're not. And I urge you guys, man, you got to do weekly measurements because that really is the true inches don't lie. The scale will lie all the time. Now are you saying that you, in 40 days you lost 6 pounds?
Yeah, 40 days I lost 6 pounds and 6 pounds and kept it off. I actually lost 12, but there was some fluctuation in there. Like it definitely was not like a solid loss.
What were you doing exactly? What were you doing? I'm not trying to call you on the carpet, but that's like
no, I don't.
Seriously low numbers. So
low.
Were you like just eating every 3 days?
So yes, I was doing my apple days, and I'm sorry that I run a doggy daycare, and everybody's got a little excited there. I was doing, I did my apple days. I stayed away from red meat. I incorporated the only oil that I used at all was the coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
My only fruits were strawberries, grapefruit, and apples.
You were using pharmaceutical grade ACG.
Yeah, I got it. The brand that begins with a C, is it Corian. And no, when I tell you that there was my body was nothing like the first round. I have to say that I was not hungry, I like the protocol. I like to eat that. I mean, it just, you know, I like the pressure of not having to have breakfast. And I actually, this round, the first time I didn't understand the difference of Splenda and all the equals and all of that.
Right.
This time I got rid of all of that and only used stevia in my coffee. I mean, I was really good.
I commend you for staying 40 days and having 6 pounds, because most people would have just thrown a towel in and said, are you kidding me? I mean, I can lose 2 pounds a week on my own eating hamburgers. I mean, so I definitely, if you decide to go on this protocol again, I definitely want you to let me walk you through this thing, because there really isn't any reason why most women shouldn't, in a 40-day period, should not hit 20 pounds.
What about water intake? What was your water like?
My water intake was good. And the other thing, too, is because a year when I started the protocol at the beginning, the first time, I actually removed all sodas because I was a Diet Coke person. And so in April of this year, I was soda free for a year. That's why the blood work will hopefully say something.
How much weight do you have to lose? Maybe you're already too thin.
Yes, you can say, I'm 110 pounds.
I'm sticking at about 205, and I'm 5'7", and I'm very physical, and because I work with dogs, I do a lot of I can lift 65 pounds on a dog and with no trouble. And
a lot of muscle,
I do a lot of walking, right? I'll never be a thin, wafy girl.
Right.
You know,
right.
So even when I'm thin, I'll never.
Have you checked your body fat percentages?
I haven't done it yet, no.
Yeah. I definitely would recommend that too, because you can't hear somebody's height and build and assume what weight they're supposed to be, because like you said you probably have a lot of muscle mass, so body fat percentage kind of gives you a better indication of what your ideal weight should be versus just height, the height chart you see on they give you. Because if I went by the height chart, it says I should weigh 165 pounds. I there's no way in heck I could get to 165 pounds. I would look very sickly. But those are the things you need to know when you start this protocol, is your body fat percentage, your measurements, and your start weight. And then you need to weigh yourself and measure yourself every week and weigh yourself every day. And that really is how you can have complete information, data in and data out. So if you put in bad data in the beginning, it's really hard to determine what you got out of it. And I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around 6 pounds in 40 days. It's just literally, usually you lose that in the first 3 days on the protocol. So it's just, and the fact that you're not saying that you were eating a bunch of, you weren't eating pizza 3 times a week. I mean, you were literally eating the protocol food. So that is really puzzling to me. So I definitely would like to dissect your protocol and figure out what's going on. All right,
are you doing injections or drops?
So I'm sorry. Oh, injections.
She was doing injections. Yeah. So I mean, it really. Go ahead.
With the vitamin Bs.
Question.
Oops, did I lose you, Colin?
I'm here. No, I'm here.
I did the injectables with vitamin B, with the B12. So.
But you did say you were getting like a quarter pound here, a half pound here, and I love the fact you said you were happy with it. You weren't one of the people that living in lack and were griping all the time. You know, I say if people have an attitude of gripe, and every time I hear somebody, I only lost 5 pounds this week, I'm like, what? I mean, where else could you lose 5 pounds? I think if anybody had a legitimate reason to gripe, it would have been you.
Yeah, even just anything that encourages you to eat so cleanly, and I don't want to be all Pollyanna, but I'm creeping up at 50 really quickly here, and I just want to be as healthy as I possibly can be.
I interject for a second?
Sure.
Okay, sure. This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I've been on here the whole time.
Oh, we're glad to say something. Where you been?
I did.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
I said Crystal. Crystal is Chris's chauffeur, Crystal.
Okay.
Go ahead. Anyway, I was going to say, when you're doing your protocol with you losing only the 6 pounds, anytime that you find yourself not losing on a regular basis or really small amounts in a long period of time, do you ever test your formula to make sure that it's actually a positive with a pregnancy test or anything to make sure that you're just not injecting something that's just not soluble?
No. That never occurred to me to do that.
But she even said that it's like HCG either works or it doesn't work. And the thing is that she said she wasn't hungry. It wasn't like, and she was following the protocol and she wasn't hungry. So, I mean, she was, it's either, you don't get part of the results, but not get the other, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah, but
rare.
She also said she loves protocol.
She what?
You know, she loves protocol. She loves eating that way.
Well, you can love it all you want, but if you're starving, you're starving. I mean, 500 calories, even 600 calories a day without having that extra fat in your bloodstream, you wouldn't last more than a week or 10 days at the most. So, I mean, I would think that it in most cases, I mean, the first thing, in most cases, it's been very rare for me after all these years, and I've tested all kinds of brands of HCG. And I haven't come up with a bum one yet. I see a lot of people do, but the one thing about the testing with the HCG, with the pregnancy test, you really need to you have to think about it. There's millions of IUs of HCG in the stream of urine. That means the pregnancy test was designed to maybe capture thousands of IUs to actually trigger that thing to go positive or negative. So when you test it, you really have to put almost a milliliter or 2 milliliters of liquid on there to really get it to react positively. And a lot of people kind of throw the baby out with the bathwater. They test it, they put a couple drops on there, and nothing happens, and they go, oh, it's fake. And it's really because they didn't really test it correctly. So theory-wise, usually when I ask a person the same question, I go, are you hungry? And if they tell me they're not hungry, and there's a difference between knowing when you're not hungry and knowing when you're trying to white-knuckle through it. In most cases, if you're getting the fat storage from your body to feed you, then it's got to be working. So
okay.
It's got to be something else, and that's why I would go through your protocol every day of what you ate, because I'm telling you, I there's something in there. It could be, like you said, you weren't weighing your food, you kind of got lazy about it. There could be something in there that's causing those numbers to be that low, and it's just about figuring out what it is. And that's really the key. So yeah, I don't know if you kept a ledger of what you ate every day, but if you weren't weighing it, it's like I said, it's kind of garbage in, garbage out. If you're not keeping track of what you eat and what combinations of food you had and what portions you have, when you try to go back and analyze it to see what gave you better losses than the other, it's almost impossible to do unless your data is good. And that's why I tell people, you got to use the tracking sheet. You got to track your food. I know it's kind of tedious and a pain in the ass, but it definitely makes it a lot easier to discern what's going wrong. So I'm not trying to negate your comment, Chris. I'm just
saying that
in most cases, if it's either on or off. I mean, I've never really come across of all the people I've coached where it's just kind of working. It either does or it doesn't. It's really, really cut and dry for me, in my opinion anyway. So.
Well, I just ordered another batch, and the Corian was out, so I'm going with another. There's another brand that's coming, so we'll give it another shot.
And if you want to test, just make sure you put enough on there. You're gonna probably go through a couple milliliters, but if that makes you feel better, at least you'll know.
And then you just put it right on. Go ahead.
About the testing,
yes.
So let's say you've had your HCG for over, what did you say, like 30 or 40 days to keep it if it's already mixed?
I'm sorry?
So you have your HCG and it's already mixed.
Right.
So after how many days is it you're supposed to throw it away?
Well, I mean, there is no hard fact. I can be honest with you. I've used HCG that was a couple of months old and it still worked.
Okay,
that's
what I wanted to say. Is my HCG is months old, and I could put, mine is from a compound pharmacy. I put one little drop on it, and that, pregnancy test is positive. So does that mean that it's still working, even though it's old?
Well, it's still finding the trace elements of HCG. But I'm telling you, the only way to know if it's working or not is to use it. I'm telling you, if you've done this protocol,
okay,
you know what you're supposed to feel like. And there's a huge difference between physical hunger and psychological hunger. And I tell you that's one of the things about this protocol that still amazes me to this day. I'm on it right now, and I had an apple and a protein shake today, and it's like dinner time. I haven't had dinner yet, and I'm kind of getting hungry for dinner because I didn't have my midday snack. I would have had another fruit, whatever. But it just blows me away that, I mean, literally I can get busy and I'm not thinking about food. I mean, food is not on my mind at all.
Did you take your hoodie out today?
Yeah, I take that too. I mean, that stuff works too. But by itself, I mean, when I'm off protocol, I take the hoodie and I'm still eating lunch and dinner and everything else. I mean, the combination of the two of them is really like shuts me down as far as appetite wise, and it makes me drink a ton of water because it definitely makes me thirsty. So it's kind of, I like that because otherwise I forget to drink sometimes. I have to run upstairs. So I don't know, man. It's just amazing how it just works. And I get calls every day from people that have a lot of weight to lose, and they're like, "Do I really need to have my other chicken breast? I'm not hungry at all." My daughter's on the protocol right now. She's like, "Dad, I'm not freaking hungry at all. I don't want nothing." And I go, "You have to eat. You have to eat, otherwise you're shutting your metabolism down. This doesn't work if you don't eat. You have to eat the food." So, I think when it works really, really well. And when it doesn't, it doesn't.
You recommend eating even when you're not hungry?
Absolutely. You got to eat. You have to understand, if you go below the minimum calorie intake, which is a true 500 calories, you're basically shifting your body. Your body goes into starvation mode, and it starts to shut down. The ACG cannot just sustain you on its own without that 500 calories of food going in. So you have to eat every 3 hours, regardless if you're hungry or not. Now, even though you have a smaller portion, you know, if you're not hungry at that point, then you know, split up your lunch and then have it for snack. But not taking in the calories will throw your weight loss numbers off and put you into a stall. 90% of the reason why people stall is not because of a dietary error of eating something they're not supposed to eat, is for not eating enough of what they're supposed to eat.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely,
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. If you did this protocol based on hunger, you would probably really have a hard time losing weight.
So when you say you're taking Hoodia, are you taking it on top of? Are you doing that HCG shake? Is that the protein shake you're drinking?
Yes, I do that. I have that shake too, and I also take this Hoodia 2000. And I take it in the morning, but I also take it late in the afternoon because my demons are, I'm up either finally relaxing and watching all of my TV shows that I have recorded. My wife and I will watch them, and I'm up from 9 to probably midnight. And I start staring at the cabinets in the kitchen because I just want something to eat. So by me taking the Hoodia late in the evening, I can actually eat my dinner and go to and actually kind of be cool without trying to stare at the cabinets and see if I want some nuts or some cottage cheese or some yogurt or whatever else is in there. Because my wife's not on protocol right now, so I'm using it for me to keep me from night munching because that's where I have my demons are at night munching. So
now is that a meal replacement shake?
I'm sorry?
Is that a meal replacement shake, like the HCG shake?
No, the Hoodia is just a pill. It's just a pill.
Oh,
But the HCG shake has Hoodia in it as well, which is the shake that I take after my post-workout shake or my lunch shake. And then I have my normal snacks and I have my dinner. But for me, my psychological hunger or my stress hunger comes in at nighttime. It comes in between the hours of 9 and midnight. So either I have to go to bed early or I have to take this stuff at like 6 o'clock in the evening so I don't get hungry at night. That's why I've taken it. And it works. It works for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, anybody can ask a question. That's what this conversation is all about.
Okay. I really messed up. I mean, I did really good. I started diet. I did really well. I went from 182 to like 160, and then I went away for a week with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I cheated while I was on the shot, because when you go on vacation, of course, and plus I went away because of stress.
So I had cheated. I went to Daytona Beach for a week, and the second day I was there, I was like, okay, let's go out to dinner. The heck with it. Even though I brought my grill, I had all my food weighed and measured. I was there. I was like, I knew there was crab legs down the street, so I was going.
Right.
And then I tried to stay on it. I stayed on the shot for another 3 days, even though I cheated for the following 3 days, and then I went off the shot. So I went on for 4 weeks. I lost 23, 24 pounds. It was a little bit less than 4 weeks. Then I went off the shot. And then I said, let me just try it again about 2.5 weeks later. I went on the shot for 4 days and I just didn't have I had never eaten so clean. So I just thought I was missing something. So I started chasing like the old, you know, fattening cheat foods. And nothing actually tasted good anymore. Like right now I want to go back on the diet. Because even though I'm not eating clean, I'm just eating whatever's there. We had a calzone yesterday, and you're cheating, but it's not, I'm done chasing the cheat foods. It's not as good. I actually like the foods that I was cooking when I was on the diet, and I had never done that before.
Right.
So it didn't. So now I know I'm not missing anything, so I think I'll do really good now on the diet when I get back on it. My question is, I have been off shots. I went off shots on the 30th of April. I tried it for 4 days mid-May and didn't, you know, stick to anything, so wasn't prepared, so went off again. Now I want to start again, and I was listening to your show yesterday, which said, you know, you've had people on this diet 90 days, 100 days with no immunity problems. So I thought, well, why wait the 6 weeks? Why don't I just, you know, if it's been almost 30 days less those four shots, why don't I just go ahead and start now?
Yeah.
You don't need to wait
the 6 weeks, because really, I mean, you've been off for more than 30 days anyway, but the 4 days back on really didn't. This protocol doesn't really set in for until you hit day 21, and you have to really get be on it for 21 days in order for it to really get the impact of the detox and the cleaning out system and the recalibration and all that kind of stuff. So anything less than that, it really kind of just negates the process. But I really kind of want to get back to your story there for a minute, because it showed something that happens to a lot of people, and I don't want to just let it skirt under the carpet. You did well for 30 days, went on vacation.
Really well.
Did really well. I mean, 20-something pounds and less. I mean, 20. You said 23 pounds in less than 40 days. I mean, that's right on target. Okay.
Less than 30 days.
And then you decided to go on vacation because you were stressed out. Great choice. Where you went wrong, it was because the road to hell is built on good intentions, was to really believe that you could navigate the protocol on vacation. It's very challenging to do. Very rare people can do that. But that even by itself is not really the issue, because you went there, you cheated, but it seemed like we skipped a whole chapter that you went there, you were on for 3 days, and you went off for a couple of days, and then all of a sudden we're back, like you never went back on. Like that's what a lot of people do. They cheat and they kind of blow it out. But instead of going right back the day they get back from vacation, is getting back on a protocol and just continuing, they bug out and they end up, they find themselves, you know, going back to eating the way they were eating before, and all of a sudden that 23 pounds, it's just getting smaller and smaller and smaller, ends up 10 by the time you get started again. That's really, you know, I really wish I could figure out the dichotomy with that and why so many people do that.
My mindset was I was on the 30-day. I did it for a little bit under 30 days, like 28 days, lost 24 pounds, and then had cheated for like – I was going to do the 40-day protocol, and then I cheated for like a week or like 8 days, got home and thought, well, I can't go back on this now that I've been cheating for a week. I'm going to have to wait 6 more weeks, do the low days, all that. So I just said I screwed up. I'll wait the 6 weeks and start from day one.
All right. So let's let everybody know now that if you experience the same thing, just know every day is a do-over. Every day you can start fresh. Every day you can get back on track. Any day, every day. There's never, there's no needing to wait for 6 weeks. No, I screwed up so bad, it's not going to make a difference. I'm telling you that there are some people that actually do this 30 days into a protocol. It actually jump starts by accident. I'm not really sure if I endorse this, but it jump starts their ability to actually relocate their fat stores, and they end up having massive losses just by getting back on track. I mean, you miss out on a huge opportunity to not to
I,
even
I was
get
like
even better 25, success.
30 pounds away. I know. I was like, come on. And now I gained it all back because I just – but I did quit smoking. That's why I that made
well,
me want to not
got,
smoke.
Got something
too.
Out of it. You got something out of it. So, I mean, that's kind of a huge thing that happens to a lot of people. It is kind of – you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that's what we're kind of trying to stop, put an end to. It's, you know what, it, just like my client that was here last night, you know, we had to make a modified protocol because of the fact we've looked at all the things that get in the way, and the fact that, you know what, she has this her deep rooted behavior in order to deal with stress. She has a craving for sweets. And she literally says, you know, I'm, you know, and here, this is someone who's, a senior recovered addict. So, I mean, she's got sobriety years, a decade of sobriety. And she said, if you saw me and you could just film me driving my car in past the 7-Eleven and whipping into the 7-Eleven, and I go after the freaking donuts in 7-Eleven, the worst thing you can grab, and it's like I'm eating it and it's like I'm getting, you know, I'm getting a hit of drugs, and it lasts for like 2 seconds. 3 minutes, I'm satisfied, and all of a sudden, I'm feeling like complete crap because I just blew out. I just blew my entire protocol. So, you know, it's for some people, you just got to make modifications. So, our modification was that, you know what? One thing, you're not allowed to beat the crap out of yourself when you choose a different option for that day or for that moment or for that week, for example. You just take it and say, okay, this is what I did. These are the consequences. No big deal. But don't – it's better you just sit – I'd rather you just sit and enjoy the freaking ice cream or enjoy the donut, enjoy whatever it is you're eating and embrace it and actually get out of it what you want to get out of it than kind of cheating it from eating it and then beating the crap out of yourself for the next week and then throwing the baby out with the bathwater and quitting the protocol. So my modification for her is that, you know what, we're just going to find a healthier choice for you to go to, not the donut from 7-Eleven, but it's going to be a healthier choice. Figure out what that healthier choice is and just have at it. Have at it. Knock yourself out. Binge. Do what you got to do. But the only thing you have to do is suit up and show up and get right back on protocol the very next day. Now, the consequence is of that choice and, you know, this choice and consequence is that you can eat clean for 3 or 4 days and your body's going to say, well, I'm sorry. Well, I have to spend 3 or 4 days to filter out all this crap you just dumped in here. So I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not giving you any weight loss right away until I can get this thing cleaned out. And you just have to accept that. And if you do that, you will find your way at the end of your journey in complete success, cheating your way to success. It's not what you do once in a while. It's what you do all the time, people. And I'm telling you, let's make a pact right now that we're not going to beat the crap out of ourselves every time you choose to put something in your mouth that may not be on this protocol because you're trying to fill a wound and you haven't found another tool to fill, you know, to soothe that wound yet. So you're going to use what you got. Go with what you know. But the only lesson we want you to take away from this call today is that you're not allowed to beat the crap out of yourself. That's it.
Right.
Eat it. Have it. But don't beat the crap out of yourself. I believe that once you give yourself permission, you'll find yourself doing it less and less and less. It's a shame and the guilt and the beating the crap out of ourselves. We've gotten so used to doing. It's the only thing that kind of makes us feel after a while that it's just we're programmed. So let's try and reprogram a different conversation. I mean, can we agree to that, guys, on the phone, for those of you that have this same problem?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, I have another really quick question, though, Colin.
Sure.
My name's Kelly. I'm sorry.
Hi,
Hi. I bought the 40-day protocol, which comes with the 2,000 IUs, and it came with one very, very acidic, I can't say that word, water.
Yes.
It says for multiple use on the water.
Yes.
Now, I've had that in the fridge since the beginning or the end of March.
I used it for the first 5,000 IU. Do I use the same bottle for the second 5,000?
Yep. You use it until you use it up. Yep. I have a bottle in my fridge I've been using for God knows how long.
Said about your old HCG, I still have some left from when I quit the diet last month. I should just try using that.
I said try it. You're probably going to want to increase your dose. So instead of 20, do 30 and just see how you feel. If you start getting the hungers midday, then it's kind of wearing off and it's kind of weak. But I would definitely test it to see if it's working, because I got to tell you, my sister's done it. My sister used one that she had in the refrigerator for a couple months too, and she dropped weight like it was nobody's business. She's like, I can't believe this stuff is still working. So they tell you that in most cases it does get weaker and weaker. And what happens is that if you're using the same exact dose that was designed for you to have at the very beginning, you're going to start getting symptomatic of hunger and maybe some stalling, and you're like going, what's going on? But if you know ahead of time that stuff is weak, just keep adjusting your dose. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work. Throw it out or drain the bottle and throw it out, throw out the contents. But if it's working, hey, that's money, man. Why throw the money down the drain?
And also on your thyroid, your hormone talk that you were talking about earlier, I actually, and the woman had said that she didn't want to tell the doctor. I didn't even know about HCG. I had a friend that was going to this clinic, and she's like, oh, yeah, you try da-da-da-da-da, and... Well, she makes a lot more money than me. So I went to the clinic with her, and the only reason I did that was because I didn't want to go to my doctor. I got pregnant at 42 years old and had a baby. When I did that, they found a couple non-cancerous tumors, and they had to take everything. They took the thyroid and everything.
Wow.
So I thought, okay, yeah. So I have no thyroid at all. I said, but I didn't want to just go out and buy this HCG without getting some type of blood work, and I didn't want to go to the doctor. So I went with her to her clinic because they you can't go on their diet until they give you this blood work. And so I went in, but you have to pay, it was $100 and change to get the blood work and get the shots for the week. They give you 5 shots for the week and tell you to skip 2 days. And then they tell you to eat all sorts of carbs and stuff too with the diet to keep you on it. You know what I mean? So I went for 2 weeks until I got the blood work back. And then I bought all your stuff because I didn't want to go to my doctor.
How smart
all
are you?
All because I didn't want to do that. Yeah. But my blood work's really good. And plus, I didn't know if I was allowed to do HCG without a thyroid. I had no idea, so I wanted to make sure.
I think you made a really smart decision. And you guys, I never will tell people don't go to your clinic or don't use a doctor. The only reason we exist is because of the fact that very few clinics or doctors are just making this thing they're pricing it to where the masses can afford it. I mean, it's just, to me, that's where it just really burns me up when they're charging thousands of dollars or hundreds of dollars a week, and then they give you no guidance or tell you to eat something that's not on the protocol, so you have to keep coming back over and over and over again. So
they said, you might lose 10 pounds a month, and from reading yours, I'm like, wait a minute, if they're saying 25 to 40 in 40 days, and you're telling me 10 pounds, so I knew I was in trouble.
Yeah, they're using it as a cash cow, and like I said, I understand everybody has a business to do, but that opens up, avenues for people that just want to, to promote change on a large scale, and I want to make sure, for the people that are under the financial burden, that $100 means a difference between $100 between feeding myself or $100 between losing weight. I mean, it's a tough call, and they're choosing I'm going to lose weight, and I mean, I want to make sure they can afford it. So but I definitely think that you did a wise thing, because you knew you had a pre-existing medical condition and you weren't sure. It is always wise to check with your doctor. Unfortunately, you check with your doctor and your doctor tells you, you're crazy, and it's not based on science or anything else. Usually it's based on their lack of knowledge about the protocol. And I think if they were, really, really, a good physician, they'd say, look, I don't know about it. I haven't done it personally, but I've heard about it. I'll do some research on it and see, instead of just saying no because they don't want to look bad. And that's really the problem.
I was afraid to tell him I was, going to shoot get a needle out and inject myself. And also, him and his wife were, the big advocates of my doctor and his wife are of Weight Watchers. So, I've done that a couple times, and I don't want to pay $40 a week for the rest of my life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, like I said, this is, you know, this protocol is either going to become mainstream America or it's going to be shut down because of the fact that it's making too much change and people are getting too healthy. And I don't want to get on my soapbox, but I'm telling you, we have a society that's built on, you know, treating disease, not preventing disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad. And they'd rather give you a pill or treat cancer than cure cancer, you know, treat AIDS than cure AIDS. So, you know, obesity is pretty much the precursor to almost every major disease we have in our country.
Uh-huh.
And it's just crazy that they're not looking at this going, you know what, if it works, we should be talking about it. So,
Colin, you have to get like Michelle Obama like behind you since she's doing like the whole like obesity fight.
Yeah.
No, because unless you have someone big, everyone you tell them you're shooting HCG into you, they're like, even alternative doctors.
Right.
You know?
And your best friends.
Well, that's what I always tell people, is that you don't ever say anything until somebody looks at you and goes, what are you doing? Because you've lost too much. You lost a lot of freaking weight, and you look terrific. Because then they're open. They want to know. But when you start volunteering information, everyone will give you their opinion, regardless if you ask for it or not. And usually, it's an opinion not based on knowledge, but based on hearsay and you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. So even with the diet, my good buddy, the guy that I told you that one of my clients, and I was a friend of mine who did 100 days and lost 80 something pounds, CJ. He went to his doctor. Halfway through his protocol, and he didn't say a word. He didn't say a word. Doctor said, "Oh yeah, I'm taking off these meds. You're losing weight. Good for you. You're losing weight." But then we went back another 3 months later, and he was down 80 some pounds, and he didn't look drawn or gaunt. The guy was glowing. He had flat stomach, and he had a huge belly when he started, huge. And the doctor looked at him and said, "What did you do? I got to know what you did." And then he told him, and that doctor was like, "Wow. You know what? I got to look into this." And that's really what I get a grin about this stuff, because people are going to their doctors, getting their checkup, and they're coming back, and the doctor doesn't recognize them. And they're asking, they're telling them, look, I need to get off these meds. And they're like, what do you do? And that's how you change the world, one person at a time. You know, this is simple. But you're right. You know what? You have just inspired me to say, I'm going to write a letter to Michelle Obama. And I'm, because she is really big on this child obesity issue. And I'm telling you, our kids are, I just watched a documentary this weekend about that. And our kids are, you know, they were talking about that they're noticing now that in obese children, they're like 60% more exposed to having heart disease as they get older because of the damage they're doing to their bodies now, being just children. I mean, being freaking talking about pre-teenagers. And they were doing autopsies on people that died naturally and people that died, kids that died young, and they were obese, and they're finding that they already had artery damage. That's crazy. So anyway, all right, guys, let's get back on point. We got 22 minutes. Does anyone else want to share their story? Their the reason why you're here, because most people are here because they're at a point where they had a lot of pain in their life because of the fact that they're sitting in a body they're not really happy with. Does anybody want to share that story? We got 22 minutes. Otherwise, we'll just keep chatting.
Let's keep chatting.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you guys got my email. I don't know if you guys have signed up for the forum that I gave you.
I signed up, but it won't bring me. As soon as I put my name, I put some things on there. As soon as I put my name in, it says, and I'm Kelly's Time on there. It brought me to this. It says Kelly's Time started this forum topic 6 months ago. So there's three of them, and so I put, I don't know why it keeps saying I'm starting these topics. I just signed up for this R&R forum, and I can't find
right.
The R&R forum. It brings me to your 90X.
Right. When
me too, and it asked me to pay, Colin. Are we supposed to pay?
No. When you go to the 90X program is our coaching program. But if you just go to the forum, right?
Yeah.
You go to
and
the forum.
Then
the forum is free. The forum is free. You register. Then it's going to come up, and you're going to see where it has two different conversations. It's going to have the AC90 Extreme group, which I haven't authorized you guys to actually get into, and then you have it says HCG and R&R, and it's written there, so you just click on the HCG R&R, and that should take you into that forum. And
the R&R forum's not there, hon.
I was on that site
for over 2 hours today, and it's just not. I signed up in three different spots. It's not there.
Extreme You know, make me a liar. We'll see. Oops.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either.
Well, you know what? Okay. What?
Let's see if anyone has anyone gotten on it.
Well, I thought I saw Chris. Weren't you on there, Chris?
Yeah, that's when I had the problem with my regular membership.
Right.
But when I go into my regular membership and just try to look at my contacts from my previous people, it says, oops, you don't have administrative rights to this or something. So I haven't talked about
that.
I'm on the site. Okay, I'm on the site here, and let's see.
I don't know about the R&R, but there's
a
forum where you can actually go in and you can start a conversation.
Right, that's the forum, right?
Yeah.
No, well, only if you're a member of the 90X.
It just says welcome guest, and then it says either username or password, or it has in bright yellow, it says registration. When you go to register, it asks you for your name and your email address. I'm like doing it right now live. It asks you to create a username and password, and it asks for your first name, your last name, your gender, and then you put in your password, right? And then you put in the CAPTCHA, and it says sign up. Then when you sign up, I'm going to log myself in here. Then when you sign up, it should take you to
It takes you to the C90X and to try to get you to apply it.
Okay, I just logged onto the computer and I have to join our new HCG R&R forum, right?
Right.
Click in here and it's taking me down. I've got Colin's picture and then the lady in the red bathing suit.
Okay. Hold on a second.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, you guys are clicking in the wrong place. You guys are clicking at the bottom. If you go up to the top where it's talking about in the paragraph and in a little small area, it will say click here, click right there, and it will take you to the 90X form.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
what click in the blue in the pink box. Got it. Okay. Okay, now I'm definitely in the 90X Extreme. Okay.
Yeah, it says
90X
Extreme
too. It's that little tiny box.
But then
so where
do you click on password?
Pardon me? That says what?
It says username and password. Well, that's because you got to register.
You have to register for the forum. You have to go in there and actually create a profile, otherwise it doesn't know who you are.
Right, but when I do that, it asks me to pay.
No, you should be.
Right, me too.
Where is it asking you to pay?
There's nowhere it says R&R forum. It just says forum home. When you click on anything, there's no R&R forum. The word
like
R&R forum.
Like when I'm logged in, I see it says AC90X general community, and then right underneath it says HCG R&R forum. And it says members are.
Go ahead. Tell me what you're reading.
And then I click on that. Right, I go in there and it says, you know, create a topic or comment on an existing topic.
Where does it say R&R forum? Where's
right
that?
Underneath where it says AC90 Extreme General Community.
Uh-huh.
So you see where it says
it's not there for us, and it's what I'm thinking. It's not there for us because we're not members. You probably have to be a member. The way they set it up, maybe for you is you have to be a member of that 90. Once you're a member of the 90 Extreme, you get access. But right now,
I'll send you guys a link where you'll have the general membership to the HC90 Extreme, a basic membership to the HC90 Extreme, so you can get all that fun stuff just for suiting up and showing up, right? So,
I got scared when I registered. I thought I would register for some 90. Then I saw 70. I was like, oh my God, what did I just do?
Yeah, you don't have to pay for any. This is based. The form is actually free, and I may even shift the form over maybe to my other site. But I set it up here, and I said it's good to know because I can get into it. Chris can get into it, and maybe because she's got access to the site. So I will check your emails in the next couple of days, and I'll send you guys a registration link. Which is going to give you general registration. You still may have to. I think it'll give your membership. Your registration will pass over to the forum. But that's when you guys can log in and start kind of communicating with one another throughout the week as well. So, I'll fix that
for that.
Cool.
I'm sorry. For the R&R forum, though, they need to access that by going under community rather than where it just because if you go to if you're a 90X member. There's a tab up there that just says forum. But right. for the R&R, once they get their logins, then everybody needs to correspond through community and then go to R&R.
God.
What is the word community? I don't see a word community.
I'm not sure. I'm not actually on this side. I was just going by what Colin said earlier about he went to community, dropped down, and it said R&R on his.
Well, no, it said yeah. No, it said what I said was it says when I log in, this is what I see. When I log in and I have if you have a username and password and you create a profile, when you log in, because there's two forms there. Now I'm the administrator, so I see two forms. Maybe you guys don't see two, but it says in light blue and it has white writing. It says AC90 Extreme Weight Loss Form. And then it's got a kind of orange and blue section there. It's got in yellow writing, it says AC90 Extreme General Community. And then underneath it says AC90 R&R Forum. And it's a hyperlink. Those words are a hyperlink. Once you put your cursor on that, you click that, and that takes you into the forum. So
and we don't have that.
So you guys don't see that thing there, huh?
Not at all.
No, it's the big black with the silver HCG.
Yeah, you're in the right place. You're in the right place.
And then,
when
you click forum, there's the button that the black with the blue writing that says forum.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you click on that, it takes you to it says forum, and then there's a box that says welcome guest.
Right.
And it's blue with the green, and it says username and password, remember me.
Right.
And then there's
above that where it says register, if you don't have, like, welcome guests, you see that little like it's, hold on, I'm going to log out now. I got to log out.
Yeah, I've already registered. I'm logged in now. So is it where it says welcome guests, it says welcome Kelly's time right now. But I don't have any community, any forum, anything. And then when I click on any, like, your topics or whatever you're talking about, it just says you don't have access to this.
All right, so you're logged in, and you just see it says welcome
Kelly's
time, right?
Yeah.
And it has your profile there, and then underneath that, where it says form home, my profile.
Yep.
Underneath that, you don't see where it doesn't say AC90 Extreme, and it doesn't say in yellow HCG R&R form.
Nope.
No.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, so that means for some reason you can't see it, and maybe I have to make sure that particular forum page is not clicked where it says needs member access. So that's just a setting on my end. So I will play with that tonight or tomorrow and see what it is. But we'll get it working so you guys can have access to it. And there's really a lot of great stuff in this program here. So.
I know, I was excited about it because it says you can post gains and losses and your goals and all that stuff. So I was excited about it.
Yeah, so we'll get it working, and you guys just check your email and make sure, if you're not on the list, just make sure you go to hcgrnr.com and fill in the, put your username and password in there, and we're good to go. All right, so we got a few more minutes left. Anybody, who needs an action step? Because, Chris, didn't you have an action step from last week?
yeah, but I actually, unfortunately, I had to go off the protocol for 2 days because I passed a bad kidney stone.
Oh.
Okay, that hurts.
yes, I was in so much pain, I thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room. I couldn't stand, sit, or lay.
Wow,
but it
okay.
passed, so...
All right, so.
Well, I have a question, Colin. You know the B12?
Yes.
I ordered B12 with, when I ordered your program.
Uh-huh.
I just never used it. I was kind of almost scared of it a little bit because it's one of those you have to break off the top.
Yeah.
And I'm
going to show you.
To watch those, you have a video on there. So I'm going to go back and look at it again because I'm just a little nervous.
Just so you know, those new ones, actually I'm going to be doing a video tomorrow about these new B12 vials because normally there's like a little white line that's etched. You can just pop that thing off. But I've been getting a lot of feedback from people and I even tried it myself. I was like, okay, let's see. Anything would not break. So what you do is just get like a little sharp knife and just lay it on its side and just kind of really lightly kind of run the knife across the neck where it kind of looks like a bowling pin and it kind of gets thin there because that line is there, but it's just apparently it's not, the glass is a lot thicker. Run a knife over that a few times and then put up, get a paper towel, and it'll pop right off. If it doesn't pop off for you the first time, I mean, why, before you do the knife thing, then that's how you get it open. I have to figure
like
it
no
out.
Glass
actually, someone,
or
someone
anything?
Told me how to figure it out. Huh?
No glass or slivers or anything to get in.
No,
that.
No, no. You just make sure you have a paper towel in your hand. And I think in our new packages going out, we're actually going to have little ampule opers. I bought some of those to go in there. But just right now, just use a paper towel, and just once you do a little etching of the line, just hold it firmly with your left hand and take the paper towel with your right hand, just twist your wrist, and it'll pop right off. And then just take your big syringe and fill up your whatever you're going to fill up.
My big syringe. Okay, no, that's my question.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you say that on one of your shows that you could actually inject it with your HCG, because I do my needles in the morning individually every day. I'll just fill it every day from the refrigerator bottle. So
right, but
do
I'm saying you're gonna put your B12. Once you open up that ampule, you got to put your B12 in something, right? So
okay,
you, either it's gonna be
put,
in
I
your
know
syringes.
How much it takes.
Oh, 40 units a day.
Okay, that's what. Okay, I didn't know if I was supposed to take the whole thing, or there was no directions that came with it.
No.
So that's
on the downloads. There's the videos are on there. There's videos how to mix sublingual drops, how to mix injections, how to take your shot, and there should be one there also there on how to mix B12 and HCG, and it tells you the dose you're supposed to take. I think I've covered all my bases on the download you guys get.
I'll look for it. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But I can inject that, you know, right with the HCG right in my stomach. Okay.
Just know it's really slow because it's your belly fat. It's going to burn a little bit. So don't freak out.
Okay.
So your thigh, your shoulder, you'll minimize the burning aspect of it. So.
It helps. I did a couple, and boy, I had more energy than I had in years.
Oh, yeah. People, I mean, especially women, they really rave over this stuff. They're bouncing off the walls. And I know Janie, she didn't do any B12 the first time, and she was taking naps in the middle of the day. She was just kicking her butt. Then when she did it again with the B12, she was running with me. We were doing, you know, running 4 miles a day and no problem. So.
Well, they had given me diet pills for those first 2 weeks at that clinic, and I was sick as a dog from the, you know, gave me energy. But all I wanted to do was, like, it was like having 12 cups of caffeine coffee. So when I got off the diet pills and did the B12, it was just like a clean energy. I loved it.
Yeah. It's, and a lot of us are deficient in B12 anyway, so I think our bodies really really kind of take to it and go, wow, thank God. So, yeah, definitely. I use B12 all year round, man. It's just part of my regimen. All right. Well, I think, does anybody have anything else, any closing words you want to say for this week?
You've been great. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad
Thank you.
Showed up. That's the thing. I just care if you show up and you make progress. And we had no, you know. So I think what I really want you to get away, take away from this call, for those of you that are on the protocol or you plan on getting on it soon, that and your history has been that you do really well and then something happens and you go off protocol or you eat something you're not supposed to eat. I want you to take two things at heart. Number one, take off the time clock. This no longer should be a 40-day or 30-day or 60-day protocol, and you're supposed to lose a certain amount of weight in those days. Otherwise, you're a complete failure. That is really, I think that message has caused more people to fail because they're comparing themselves to either someone else or what the guidelines are. In circumstances where you've had to struggle through this protocol, it's you know, if you make choices, just know there are going to be some consequences to it. But you know what? If you're going to eat the cake or eat whatever it is, just enjoy it, for God's sake. Take away the guilt. Take away the shame. I promise you, if you're able to do that, you'll actually find yourself in that position less and less, because it's not going to feed that need to beat the crap out of yourself anymore. So that's the lesson I want you to take from this. If you have this week and you happen to have a challenge where you eat something that you're not supposed to or that you shouldn't, you rather not have had, just embrace it and know that your body's going to have to spend a couple of days trying to clean out, refilter out the system. So eat really clean, be patient with yourself, and you'll watch the weight loss come off, continue. And I promise you, if you do that one day at a time, you will get to your goal and be happier for it, because you did what you needed to do and you didn't beat the crap out of yourself. And that's ultimately what I want people to get out of this, is that shame and guilt and embarrassment, none of those feelings serve us in any way, form, or fashion. And to allow ourselves to continue to beat the crap out of ourselves is not loving ourselves. And I want you to love yourself through the process. And with that said, We'll see you next week. Live life powerfully and just take it one day at a time. It's all good. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you, Colin.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning.